Harper Audio presents The Dilbert Future by Scott Adams. There are two types of people in the world. The first are bright and attractive people like yourself who listen to Dilbert tapes, and the second are the 6 billion idiots who get in our way. Since we're outnumbered, it's a good idea not to refer to them as idiots to their faces. A devious Dilbert listener suggested calling them individuals, emphasis on the duh. The advantage of this word is that you can insult someone without risk of physical harm. For example, you could say, "You're quite an individual, Tim." And Tim would say, "Thank you." If you're not already surrounded by individuals, you will be soon. New ones are being born every minute, despite the complexity involved in breeding. Frankly, I think much of the procreation of individuals happens purely by accident when two of them are trying to do something complicated, like jumpstart a car, and suddenly they get confused. Whatever causes the breeding to happen, and I truly don't want to know the details, it's safe to assume there will be more of it. The way I see it, you have three good strategies for thriving in a future full of individuals. You could wear loose clothing and pretend your car battery is dead. You could keep individuals in your car so you can use the carpool lane. Or you could harness their stupidity for your own financial gain. Option one is dangerous. I recommend that you stay away from anything that involves individuals, electricity, and sex. It's just common sense. Option two requires you to be in your car with individuals for long periods of time. There is a real risk that they will attempt to make conversation. That would negate any benefits you get from avoiding traffic congestion. And if you accidentally leave them in the car and forget to crack the window open, they'll die. You'll need more than one of those little Christmas tree air fresheners to solve that problem. I recommend option number three. Harness the stupidity of the individuals around you and use it for your own financial gain. In order to do that, you'll need to be able to anticipate their moves well in advance. This can be difficult because the average individual does not anticipate his own moves in advance. If you ask the average individual about his plans, he'd say he has no plans.